It's interesting to hear a piece you've written for the first time because you hope that it's going to sound exactly like you think it's going to. And there are times when, there are very few times, I have to say, when I'm surprised by what I hear, because I think I have a feel for what I think I'm going to hear. I remember a long time ago I met the composer Ron Goodwin when I was at school, who wrote 633 Squadron, and he always said he imagined, when he wrote his orchestral scores, he imagined the London Symphony Orchestra playing them all the time. I think, if I am honest, I normally have the sound of an English choir in my mind, the kind of choir that I know well, the kind of young English SATB choir. But of course you hear a lot of pieces done by different nationalities singing in English, and that for me is very interesting. The piece Happy the Man I wrote for the Kyoto Echo Choir, a very fine Japanese choir, and they were singing, of course, in the English language. They have a guy in the choir who's bilingual, who speaks both Japanese and English very well, and he taught them the English. But of course they bring a different sound to the piece, and I find that quite intriguing. It gives a different colour to the language and can surprise you in the way that it can make the piece sound slightly different. Equally, I recorded Happy the Man with the Wroclaw Philharmonic Choir, a very fine choir from Poland, and they again brought a different colour to the piece. Of course they try and sing in perfect English, but they're always going to bring a different sound, and I like that. I think it gives different colours and different feelings to the piece. I'm thinking about writing a piece for a choir from another country, depending what country it's from. One might think of slightly different texts, or one might use the choir in a different way. I've found, particularly with a lot of the choirs in the United States, they often have a very, very fine homophonic sound, which I find that I enjoy as something that's slightly different to the English sound, which is much more polyphonic and linear. It might have something to do with the kind of buildings that we've been brought up in as singers. We sing in resonant buildings and we sing very linear music. A lot of other people don't have that perspective on sound. Maybe it's much more, as I say, with the American sound, much more homophonic, much more voices singing words in unison.